This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jennifer Nicole Herrera. Date of birth, October the 10th, 2003. Case ID number is 916-8965. Date of exam, March the 26th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from KMC Health Information Management, dated 12/19/2023. Identifying information, this is a 20-year-old divorced female with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of anxiety/depression, and chest pain. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked. She did not finish high school and only went up to the eighth grade. She states that she got pregnant when she was about 14 years of age and then went to Mexico to be with her husband. However, the relationship did not work out, and she came back with the child. Her husband didn't come for the baby, and the baby was sent back to Mexico with the father. At the present time, she lives with her family, including her father and mother and sister in a house. She has been on disability for approximately 8 years. Allegation number one, anxiety/depression. The claimant states that since 2017, she has had problems with severe anxiety and depression. She states that she suffers from sadness, crying spells, depression, panic attacks, insomnia, decreased appetite, apathy, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, decreased energy, occasional anger, and just generalize inability to function. She does bathe every other day and brushes her teeth every other day. She was devastated when her son was taken away from her and sent back to Mexico with the father. She has tried to receive help from authorities here in the United States with no results in the police force helping her. She did finish the eighth grade but had the baby and did not continue in school. She was cooperative, pleasant, but was not future-oriented or showing appropriate help-seeking behavior. Her mental status appeared to be normal. She was well-kept and wearing casual attire. She did present with her sister. Her behavior was cooperative, and she had good eye contact, and she was alert. She is oriented to place, time, situation, and person. She does have mild decreased memory secondary to depression. Her mannerisms were normal. Her speech rate, clarity, tone, and articulation was normal. Her memory, thought process were normal. She had no dissociated symptoms. She denies any hallucinations, although sometimes she hears her husband's voice and her baby. The claimant has attempted to commit suicide twice by overdosing on medications, the first time being when she was 11 years old and the second time at 20 years of age. She denies any homicidal thoughts, but does appear to be somewhat depressed at this time. She has been at Tropical Palm Behavior Center two times, and the most recent one being in November of 2023, where she attempted to commit suicide. She complains of bilateral arm numbness and states that she feels like she's under a lot of stress. She has not seen her son since July of 2023 and states that it has caused stress in her life. She is presently on escitalopram 10 milligrams QD, buspirone 10 milligrams BID, and hydroxypamylate 25 milligrams TID with fair results. She has not tried to seek work and appears to be very concerned about her son at this time. Her condition is being treated but is guarded, secondary to a recent suicidal attempt. Allegation number two, chest pain. The claimant states then October 2023, she was having right-sided chest pain, which she felt was a pressure pain that radiated up to her neck area. She states the pain would last for approximately 1 hour, and it was a pain that she had three times per week. It was not precipitated by any kind of exertion, and sometimes she would just have it with resting. She denies any relation to food intake. She does not take any nitroglycerin tablets at this time, and states that the chest pain is just relieved by resting. Her symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, and dizziness. She does have positive risk factors of a positive family history of hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and high cholesterol. However, she does not have any of these risk factors at this time. She does have a history of gastritis, but denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli, or costochondritis. She does have occasional shortness of breath, but no pedal edema or apnea. She does sleep occasionally with two pillows. She was diagnosed with chest pain secondary to panic attacks and anxiety. Her condition is being treated and appears to be somewhat stable at this time. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, sometimes going to the grocery store, and sometimes just making a sandwich for herself. She doesn't do any housework, laundry, or any other exercise at this time. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 3 hours, climb three flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices, and she states she takes Tylenol 500 milligrams QD, which does give her some relief. Her physician is Dr. Sergio Molina. Family history: her father is 55 and suffers from diabetes mellitus, hypertension, osteoarthritis, heart disease, and asthma. Her mother is 39 and has hypertension. Medications: escitalopram 10 milligrams QD, buspirone 10 milligrams BID, hydroxypamylate 25 milligrams TID. Medical problems: history of suicidal attempt times 2, depression, anxiety, panic attacks, chest pain, medical problems in reference to surgeries: C-section times 1, Norplant of the left arm. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 115 pounds, Height, 5 feet 4 inches. BP, 111 over 71 mmHg. Heart rate, 83 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation, 98%. BMI, 19.5. General. This is a 20-year-old female. Who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with her sister. The claimant appears to be somewhat depressed and anxious. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No sclerectrus was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light. However, extraocular movements appeared to be mildly decreased. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD, uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 10 feet. Pinhole is 20 over 200. Correct is 20 over 25. OS, uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 10 feet. Pinhole is 20 over 200. Corrected is 20 over 20. Binocular, uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 12 feet. Binocular, corrected is 20-20. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent, but her mood was depressed and somewhat anxious for the time. She had fairly clear thought processes, and her memory was fair. Concentration was fair, and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1 plus bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to neurological on the last page. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1 plus. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine indexer finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have some limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to anxiety and depression. Probable diagnoses, number one, anxiety slash depression, dash, being treated at this time, appears to be ongoing. She did have a recent episode of suicidal attempt in November of 2023, where she was hospitalized for that episode. Her condition is stable at this time, but guarded. Allegation number two, chest pain, dash, normal physical exam, more likely than not coming from panic attacks. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jennifer Nicole Herrera.